With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A top U.S. official is wrapping up a trip to Beijing.
On the second day of an official visit to China, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she expects China will address a key American complaint about its economic model.
I think the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the United States.
The sides will create two economic groups dedicated to growth in domestic and global economies, as well as anti-money laundering. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today, Yellen met with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and sent a message of mutual cooperation despite the nation's differences. After focusing on trade and economic issues, Yellen turned to the broader U.S.-Chinese relationship on the final day of her trip, meeting with Li, one of China's top leaders. The IRS says it's making progress in cracking down on fraud stemming from the pandemic era. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Hundreds of millions of dollars were improperly distributed under the Employee Retention Credit to help small businesses keep their employees during the pandemic. But IRS initiatives to get that money back are working. For example, the agency said it received $225 million from a voluntary disclosure program which ended recently. That program allowed small businesses that thought they received the credit in error to give back the money and keep 20%. Other programs are also clawing back federal money. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Securities and Exchange Commission says it will pause the implementation of its new climate disclosure rule while it defends the regulation in court. Wall Street's top regulator voted in March on the final rule, which requires some public companies to report their greenhouse gas emissions. This is SRN News. A new lawsuit is challenging some of Ohio's abortion laws now that voters have enshrined the procedure in the state constitution. The American Civil Liberties Union and Planned Parenthood argue that it's now unconstitutional to require mandatory waiting periods and multiple in-person informational appointments to receive an abortion. Ohio is one of four states that have amended their constitutions to enshrine abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The lawsuit has been filed on behalf of several abortion clinics. A new poll finds that Americans agree on a number of the country's fundamental values. The AP NORC survey reveals about 90% of adults say the right to vote and equal protection under the law are very important. However, while 58% of Republicans think a culture grounded in Christian values and beliefs is an essential characteristic of America, only 18% of Democrats agree. The vast majority of people who answered the poll do support freedom of religion. This is SRN News. A small plane experiencing engine problems struck two cars as it landed on a highway near a North Carolina airport.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the single-engine Landcare 360 with only the pilot on board landed on a highway near Raleigh Executive Jetport at Sanford Lee County Airport in Sanford on Thursday afternoon after experiencing engine problems. The FAA will investigate. Moncure Fire Department Chief Robert Shee says the plane struck two SUVs as it landed on U.S. Route 1, but only one sustained minor damage and no injuries were reported. He says the plane's landing gear was not deployed, so it landed on its belly. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 7th. It's the 98th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1862, Union forces led by General Ulysses S. Grant defeated the Confederates at the Battle of Shiloh in Tennessee. This is SRN News.